This program comes to you by special electrical transcription.
She's conservative and constitutionally bound to offer nothing more than simple facts, plain arguments, and truth, with the occasional snark for good measure. Welcome to Common Sense Conservatism for the 21st Century, with your host, Maya Cause.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us for Freedomizer Radio. We had some technical difficulties. We are back now on this great Independence Day, 2015, for the U.S. And that actually is a segue into what I would like to discuss. Independence. Think about our country, what we're celebrating today. When our founding fathers saw things that were not fair, not correct, taxation without representation, they fought back, considered rebels. If you really follow history, it really was not a popular thing. The majority of people wanted to stick with what England was, didn't want to rock the boat, didn't feel, even though they didn't feel it was right that they were being discriminated against in that way, they didn't want to rock the boat. Can you imagine if they didn't, where we'd be? So think about that when you go into a store and somebody tells you you can't be in there, and you know better. You know what your rights are. You know what the health issues are and are not. Actually, when they tell you that for health reasons you need to put on shoes, they could actually be opening themselves up to more liability. At that point, they are saying, okay, you go back to your car, put on shoes. Well, if you come in after you put them on and get hurt, imagine where that's going to get you. Just think about that. We're trying to get a caller on right now. I mean, they're actually setting themselves up for trouble when they do that, and I don't think a lot of people think about that. The concern with health, one of the things that happens is people tend to follow. They get a belief, and if it's the popular belief, they're going to follow it. If you don't help them to understand what the realities truly are, you're going to get shut down every time. When it comes to health issues, feet are no different than hands. In fact, hands are worse. They touch your wet openings, mouths, eyes, etc. Think about, all the wet openings you have on your body. Most likely you're not touching them with your feet. So keep that in mind if they could bring that up to you as well. We're apologize to come starting late. Threw me off a little bit. But again, going back to independence, if you're somebody that is going barefoot, is not following the norm, that already, in my opinion, puts you one step above. Now, that may sound a little arrogant, but it's saying that you're using your own mind. You're making your own decisions. You're basing them on the facts and logic you've been able to learn about, the experiences you've been able to have. So when somebody is putting you down for going barefoot, honestly think about the journey you've made to learn the importance of it for your health, for your well-being, mentally and physically, spiritually, for a lot of people. It is not up to other people to direct you in that way. If that was the case, we would still be following. The health concerns, going back to history, years ago, if somebody was sick, one of the things they did was bloodletting. They thought that was the way to get rid of the illness. imagine today with all the people that all the things people think you can get from just going barefoot. I mean, you've got to correct them that that's not the case. It is not going to hurt them, and they really have to get to understand. So far, what I mentioned earlier, liability, they're actually setting themselves up for more liability if they go that route. And the health issue again, it's just no different than your hands. You know, feet don't stink. The bacteria that grows in the shoes is what's causing that smell. And when you think about walking around in that rotting stuff all the time, it's really another incentive to just not put them on. Today, Sierra was unable to make it. Speaking of the technical difficulties that we had, she had some of her own with her internet provider, so she will not be here. So I really would appreciate anyone that's listening to go ahead and use our call line, and you can go ahead and reach us here at 347-324-3704. Again, that's 347-324-3704. Definitely appreciate someone joining that we can bounce the discussion off of. It always goes much better, and we get more insight than just me speaking with my experiences on this. Although I do want to definitely share information, it's always great to have callers as well. So please call in if you're able to do that. We will be taking a commercial break here in a few minutes. When we come back, we will continue to talk about independence and, you know, the challenges that face us as barefooters. Actually, to me, the obligation we have with the knowledge that we have to help people and get them to the right direction. All right, we are going to take a quick ad break, and then we will see you back in a few minutes.
Are you confused about what to do to get started on your path to preparedness? My book, Making the Best of Basics, Family Preparedness Handbook, is the number one all-time best-selling book ever on helping people become prepared or getting better prepared. Get a copy of my book. You can get it through Freedomizer Radio by going to makingthebestofbasics.com. Pick out what you'd like to buy. There are a number of alternatives. All Freedomizer Radio listeners can get it for one-half price, special offer. When you're ready to check out, go down to the discount code, type in present, because it's a present I'm making to you, and it'll automatically discount the price by 50%. Such a deal. And you can learn more by listening to Dr. Prepper, CPR, Critical Preparedness Radio talk show, at Freedomizer Radio.
Play on, play that. Play on, play that. Your drink drops reverse.
I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up. Yeah. I like the way you grow with so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator packs for all your bees. Melons you'll want to squeeze, yes please, yes please.
Yeah. Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden. PeacefulBelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying in an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park very slowly. It made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
Welcome back. Before we left, we were talking about independence and perfect day to do that on, Independence Day. And I think this definitely speaks to the importance when you are a bear fighter. You're outside of what's considered acceptable. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the show called Brain Games. If you have not, I really encourage you to watch it. I believe it's on like the Discovery Channel, one of those. I'm not honestly sure, but they do some social experiments that are amazing to watch, and how people will make decisions and what they'll believe and what they'll follow. And it's real interesting to see. As an example, they'd have a speaker up that was speaking on a topic, you know, maybe a scientific topic, and was very informative and knowledgeable on the subject. About halfway through, he just starts speaking gibberish, you know, just throwing things in that made absolutely no sense, talking off the wall, like watermelons and flies and just things that just made no sense. At the very end, he got a standing ovation. Why is that? Because two people immediately stood up and started clapping. The rest, the entire audience, with the exception of like one person, didn't. We are a society that wants to be included in the group. Going back, it was actually a survival instinct for us. There was benefits to staying in the group. You didn't want to alienate yourself from the group. And that still lives on today in our brains. However, as throughout history, when there's new discoveries, new knowledge that comes out, it's an uphill battle to break the social norms, to be the one that makes the leads the way. And I think our fight, our cause is deeper than we really even think about. When I first started going barefoot, ever since I was a kid, I just never liked wearing shoes. 30 years ago or so, I had bad plantar fasciitis, so that kind of encouraged me, once I had done research, to not wear them. But since then, what I've been amazed about is in continuing to research the benefits and how vast they are and how damaging any kind of shoe is. I've used this analogy before, but when you think about it, if you have tired tires on the car. You go to a tire store to buy tires, and they're going to put new tires on your car. You're going to get an alignment, most likely. It's very unusual that somebody puts new tires on a car and doesn't go in and make sure that everything's in factory specs. And you see how critical that alignment is. You know, when they have the equipment up there, making the slightest changes will affect how those tires last and wear. Well, our bodies are the same way. And the good news is our alignment's built in, because when we're barefoot, you have a 50-50 weight distribution. You are already aligned. What happens when you start putting on shoes is you throw that alignment off. And even the slightest change, think about leverage. Anything, you know, if you put a long pole on something, the slightest pull at one end will change the distance at the other end tremendously. So that's just like your legs to your knees, up to your hips, your back. It's just amplified the damage that can be done by changing the alignment. So you're not just wearing out your tires or your feet. You're wearing out the entire car, the entire body, by having that alignment off. And it's a critical thing to have. It can't just be, we just can't artificially determine that we're going to throw something on there and help something that was designed perfectly to be the way it was. And I don't think anyone out there would do that with their vehicle. There are people that modify them and do all that kind of things, but typically, because they really know what they're doing, they're going to cause more harm than good. The way it was designed, or the way we were designed, is very critical to our entire health, all the way up our body. The other analogy is our nerve endings. We have more nerve endings in our feet than anywhere else in our body. Why is that? Think about what a nerve ending is. Going back to the analogy with cars, it's the sensors. It's the things that are monitoring what's going on and providing information back to the brain or the processor in the car to make the adjustments necessary. So in essence, we are saying we don't need those sensors. We'll just shut them off. And it really creates problems that if in the way that your brain receives information back, the way you actually walk will change. There's a lot of discussion always about coming down on the forefront versus on your heel. I noticed over years of walking that I tended to be a heavy heel striker younger when I was wearing shoes quite a bit. But I still tend to do it a little bit, I'll be honest, but nowhere near what I would do back when I had shoes on all the time. Another thing I really discovered, and it probably has more to do with circulation than anything, but I also believe that the feet, and I've read this as well, are a big regulator of temperature in our body. So think of them as the thermostat in your house. And if cold out and you go to where the thermostat is and make it really hot, think about what that's going to do to your body. It's going to say, wait a minute, it's hot. It opens pores. You start to sweat a little bit even though it's cold out, because your brain is getting mixed messages. And I truly believe this only because it's been 3 years now, I went year-round now barefoot. And even in Florida, and I'm in very north Florida, south Georgia practically, we still get winters. We still get some winter. And what I've come to learn is I don't get cold anymore. I literally do not, unless it's an extreme temperature change, I just don't. In fact, one day, I'm always barefoot in public. I never wear shoes anywhere I go, except for when I was working at the time, I would have to go there. I had met some people at a restaurant, and it was cold out. It was freezing cold out. I still had work clothes on. I was profusely sweating, hot, uncomfortable, because I still had them on. And after that, I made it a point of making sure that even if it's out of my way, I'm going to change or take them off if I have to have them on, whatever it may be, just for my own comfort. And part to me as well is I would watch the people around me shivering and freezing. At first I thought, wow, we have some of the mildest winters we ever had. But the reality was they weren't really any different. People were still freezing, still shaking and shivering, and I felt comfortable with them. And I can't even emphasize that enough. To me, that alone has been worth the experience. Just amazing. Going back to what I mentioned earlier about the show Brain Games, one of the things they did on this show was they had a wallet, and they dropped it in a busy intersection, you know, not where people were walking, that type of an intersection, and immediately people would pick it up. Most people were looking for the owner, but immediately they'd pick it up. Then they put the same wallet back and drew a red circle around, like with paint around it. Not only did people not pick it up, but their brains didn't even recognize it. And where I'm going with this is wearing a barefoot sandal, like the bare bottom shoes, or I have the flip tops, or any that I've spoke of before, or anything that in somebody's mind puts that switch on that you're fitting in with what's normal. I still can't tell you just how much it amazes me that I, living a perfectly normal life without getting any hassles, any surprises, any negative comments, even at places once they've realized, just by having something on the top of my foot. I know there's a lot of people that would disagree with that and feel you don't have to do that. To me, going back to society, we have to make that change. And to get there, you need a bridge sometimes. And to me, that's the bridge. It's truly, it's been such a revelation to me. And I see people excited, and they should be. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to put the wrong impression out there. Online, a handful of, we have a caller calling in now. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. Hi, this is John. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, John, I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
So this is Proof.
Hi, Proof, you're a first-time caller, huh? Yeah,
I didn't want to leave you by your lonesome there. I didn't know that Sierra wasn't joining you today.
Yeah, she had some technical issues, just like we had technical issues earlier. She was having issues with her Wi-Fi. She's back in the Great White North again. And
I saw that.
I guess somehow or another, she's having some technical issues there.
Okay.
So how are you doing this week? What are some of the exciting barefoot experiences and stories you can tell us you've had this week?
I'm trying to think of out of the ordinary, other than a Carl's Jr. or getting gas. There wasn't much. There's not much to be had. I had a day off earlier in the week. I took a vacation day, but that was spent having my air conditioner refixed. And it sucks when your thermostat in your house says OL. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
It doesn't sound good, but what does OL stand for?
Oh, it's over 99 degrees.
Ooh. That would not be, a fun thing to experience. I forget you live in the center of hell there. So,
as far as going out, unless I know for a fact I could park right up close, I don't want to take more than two or three steps on blacktop once it hits over 105. I'm good up to 102, 103, and then if it can't be done within a few seconds, I have to rethink my options.
It must be just a little warmer where you are than what I get in Florida, because honestly, I've adapted fairly well to it. At times mm-hmm. it has been, you know, painful, to be honest. But I've literally gotten to the point where it rarely bothers me. And
yeah, but I don't care whether it's a dry heat or full humidity. 112 sucks.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm saying it's probably the difference in that those few degrees difference when it's up that high is a tremendous. That's why I was putting that caveat on in that I'm sure mm-hmm. that's the difference.
Like if
but
you're
I'm,
parking
I'm
in front of a Baskin Robbins or a Subway and the door's right there, it's not a big deal. Finding room in a parking lot where everybody wants to park right up close and you want to go grocery shopping, yeah, that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
I'm sure you have as well, but I've kind of learned how to follow the white lines as well. It's a lot cooler to walk on the white where the paint is for the lines than it is on the blacktop.
No, I get that, but say if I'm running errands at lunch and I have about 40 minutes of driving time to go in and stuff, I'm not gonna bother.
Oh, sure, sure. No, but I, that has helped me tremendously, though, when I sometimes getting in the front of the cars versus behind where the white
I wonder if the humidity actually helps, because if it's drier and it's direct sun, not much clouds. See, clouds play a big deal because the less sun out there, the better.
I'll bet it does make a difference. One of the things I noticed when I was out in Las Vegas quite a few years back was everything looked clearer to me. I don't know if that makes any sense or if anyone has ever noticed that. And I really tried to pay attention to it. And what I mean is, like, if I looked at a car, the paint would look brighter. Or it felt like you were looking through those blue blocker lenses or something on some
yeah.
glasses. And I wonder if that's just the humidity in the air causing a little distortion. So I'm sure it does affect a lot of things.
Yeah, I guess I don't, although it's been pretty humid this past week, normally when I get my lunch time from my day job, I go to the car and take a nap, but it gets to the point where I can sleep if it's hot, but if it's humid and hot, it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. As I've always heard, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity. When the stupidity gets high, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, but you learn to go out before 11 o'clock in the morning, and you can, after 8 is fair game as well.
Yeah, yeah. It does help. The mornings and evenings are much better. But I'm still amazed, though, even here, during the times of year when it's comfortable to go out, that people just don't go out barefoot. I mean, there's times I'm feeling... Did they not realize how comfortable this is? Have they not even tried, or is there something?
Well, we've discussed before. Most people just think it's, and they've never even thought about researching it. They just know that somebody, when they were young, told them that it wasn't cool, and so they put their flip-flops on, and they think they're happy because, well, that's what they've been told.
Right. That's a lot of what I've been discussing, actually, today. I don't know if you had a chance to listen or you just called in.
No, I was busy trying to see if I can get someone else to join us on the radio today. So I knew
yeah.
it would be me and you, and I was hoping to have a guest for you.
I appreciate that. It really
does help. I'm not a good guest.
To get other insights. You know, I think it is important that we keep the message out there and we keep people thinking about it and moving in a certain direction, but it sure is helpful when we get other
I guess I have some news to share today, though.
All right, what's that?
Well, this happened earlier this week, but Daniel Howell is finishing book number 2 for whatever it is he's writing. I'm assuming it's something in relation to our cause. So
good.
He is on hiatus from Facebook in general. And so as far as the Society for Barefoot Living, I'm trying to temporarily man the ship until Daniel gets back. So I'm the big kahuna for a couple months, it looks like.
Good deal. That's,
I guess. I mean, my goal is to, I mean, I'm not here to say, ha ha, look, I'm the leader of the gang and what I say goes. That's not how I run business. But I do, my big goal right now is to clean up the group and make it more user-friendly and customer-friendly. My goal is to get more into recruiting and keep our members instead of having bickering like what goes on. And if somebody shames somebody else out of the group, they're gone. I want to run a group that everybody gets along. I mean, you don't have to get along necessarily, but I don't need bickering and people feeling like they're not worth being in there because they've only gone to 7-Eleven and maybe Subway once in their life, and you have others that live a 24/7 lifestyle. So we have to let everybody know that people find us from all walks of life. There's no patents or copyrights on not having shoes on, and I want everybody to be comfortable, and we need to grow. The only way we're going to get our freedom is if we grow. If we can't stay stagnant and not have new people find us. We don't want this to be a novelty. We want this to be mainstream.
I agree. But actually, I do have a patent on not wearing shoes, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, I got you.
But I agree. I think one of the main things, I think we've discussed this before as well, is getting that direction. You know, people will tend to bicker and, you know, you lose the continuity when there isn't really a defined common goal. And when I say that, I don't mean that it should be just you have to be 24/7 or anything else. It needs to be a common goal for everyone, that they can be comfortable no matter what level they're at. But
mm-hmm.
I really think one of the challenges we have right now is with the Internet exploding the way it has in the last few years, there's actually so much information out there, it's information overload. You know, I think back on articles I've read and things I've seen, and you know, it's hard to find them again sometimes, you know, and keep that organization. I was talking earlier about liability. You know, if you go somewhere and somebody says that they're going to require you to put on shoes because it's not safe or whatever, and then you go back to your car and put on shoes, and then there's an accident in the store, you actually have more of a claim against them because you felt that you were safer in the first place. And then let's say the only thing you had in your car, from a lady's perspective, let's put it that way, would be maybe high heels or something, and
mm-hmm.
they made her go back to the car and put those on. If she is to have an accident in that store and she goes in front of a judge and says, look, I went in barefoot, I was perfectly comfortable with my safety, and this would have never happened if they just let me continue to shop. And I've read a few things on that, but that is one of the caveats, one of the things that gets overlooked. Another thing that people don't often think about is, yes, a store can make up their rules, but there is also, and I'm not the expert on this, so I'm going to be rather vague on it, but I know I've read about, and maybe you know more about this, Bruce. If you are serving the public, you have certain obligations and certain things you can and cannot do, even if you own a business, because you are serving the public. And a lot of it has to do with different types of discriminations. So that's another angle on it. I think it's a little bit of a weak angle, but people will often say that if somebody's a store owner, they have the right to do anything they want to. Well, guess what? They really don't.
Keep this in mind, though, that the average person does not realize, though, that a business needs customers more than a customer needs a business. I could spend my money anywhere.
Yeah, and I've also thought that's an angle we need to really capitalize on.
See, one thing that I liked doing over the years, if I got evicted from a store, was that I like to write to the store, and in that I will show them my receipt of a competitor to show them that I bought what I was looking for down the street, and they happily accepted my money. And I like to show proof or evidence that I did that. And I'm sure that makes them mad. Because I've had before, while going grocery shopping, having a cart full of maybe roughly $500 worth of groceries, standing in line, and they tell me that they can't check me out because my foot's touching the ground. And so they'll just take my cart from me. It doesn't matter whether the ice cream's melting, whether the milk has been out for an hour, they don't care. They would rather throw those groceries in the garbage than to sell them to me for whatever reason. So if Albertsons doesn't want my $492.18, then I can go to Kroger and spend $400 or $500 and keep the receipt and make a copy of the receipt and send it to them.
Yeah, and that's actually a good thing to do, because when you say they don't care, they could mean
because if they say that on Saturday, May 30th, at 7 o'clock, I was evicted from this store, here's my receipt from Kroger right the next block over, about 82 minutes from that period, here I am checking out with all these groceries that I could have gotten at your store.
Exactly. And the point I was going to make on that as well is when you say they don't care, they could just mean the people standing in front of you at that store.
Right.
If you're the store owner and you're losing business, you have a different vested interest. That person's going to get their same minimum wage whether you shop there or not until the owner can no longer afford to because they don't have people shopping there. So it's, you know, that's a lot of times we talk about places or, you know, where they've been allowed in or not allowed in. It's really not the places a lot of times. It's the people that are on the front lines in these places. And that's why it is important to bubble it up. One of the angles, and I know we have to go to a commercial break here shortly, but one of the angles I'd like to discuss as well is if you're a business, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but you go into businesses anymore, and you don't have near the amount of people you used to because we have the Internet now. People can buy online. You don't even need to go into a store.
Well, I would also double that with a bad economy, but yeah.
Yeah, of course, that ties into it. There's no doubt about it. But that's even more reason for people these days. A lot of people work from home, and they're barefoot. A lot of people I've been reading are driving barefoot now. A lot of people will go to a drive-through, so they're barefoot. So if you're a brick-and-mortar store, yeah, you're really losing out if you're going to tell people they can't go into their store. What can you offer a client that the Internet can't? What can you give them?
Especially if said store is under bankruptcy protection. They're already one foot in the grave. Why would they kick out somebody that's willing to, for all we know, that $57 could have made the business stay open another day.
Right. And again, my point is, if people are going on the Internet, what is the incentive to walk in your store? Once people get comfortable with going barefoot, at least what I found, I don't know how, and I've talked to others, you tend to be in there longer. You may spend more money because you're more comfortable. It's an enjoyable experience versus a chore. There's times when my wife likes running to the store, and I may just go with her because I want to have that experience. And otherwise, I sure wouldn't. It wouldn't even cross my mind otherwise. We can discuss that, I guess, on the when we come back here in a few minutes, but we have to break for our sponsors here.
Okay, and enjoy yourself.
All right, I'll be back in like 3 minutes.
I'll stay around.
Are you gonna? All right. All right, let me go ahead and do that.
Does the media ever deceive the public?
A white plane, a very big jet, was flying in an unusual pattern near the White House over Lafayette Park. Very slowly, it made one circle and then...
Are the media and their sources trustworthy?
New York State and New Jersey will get their first doses of the swine flu vaccine.
The H1N1 virus has made thousands of people across the country sick. Many have died. And some worry that it could grow into a full-blown pandemic.
Where does our mainstream media get their news? All this enjoyment is brought to you by all the things sweetened with NutraSweet.
There's a reason why we want to own these guns.
We're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
That was President Obama Friday suggesting it is now time to reopen the national debate on gun control.
The media tends to march in lockstep with the government.
Who is responsible when the media fabricates the news?
When the public is constantly fed messages that are potentially leading us into a war that may not be necessary, it's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to journalism, because the truth isn't being told here. We found out that CNN International is actually making money from the Bahrain regime. They are a customer of Bahrain. Bahrain is paying CNN International to create content that shows Bahrain in a favorable light, to then air that content on CNN International.
Join us online at williamlewisfilms.com. That's williamlewisfilms.com.
U.S. trade negotiators are pushing to complete the TPP this year. They're trying to keep it under the radar. The best way to stop the TPP is to drag it into the light of day. Right now, negotiators have appointed approximately 600 corporate lobbyists to serve as cleared advisors on the TPP, while refusing to release any of their negotiating proposals for public review. The corporate media is unlikely to inform the public about the TPP. We need to do it ourselves.
And we're back. Proof, are you still holding on the line with me?
I think so.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So we were discussing, you know, a business and, you know, that they really shouldn't be turning away, especially in this economy, clients just because they're barefoot. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to do that. And one of the points I was making is, you know, what is the, if you're a brick and mortar store, you have to have some kind of advantage to get people to want to come there versus point and click and have something delivered to their door. And I think they have something to offer. You know, people are normally we're social beings for the most part. We want to socialize. It's built, ingrained in us. It's part of the herd mentality that it was important to your survival to work as a group and stay together. And, you know, we're getting so far away from that. And, you know, it's something that we should be doing.
What's that?
Is being, you know, together in social environments. And that's just something a store can offer. And they have the option of looking at, you know, how are people living today? Most people are barefoot in their house. Most people are driving. Well, I say most. A lot of people I discuss, I don't know about you, if you found this out, but a lot of people I talk to, a lot of what I've read is people are driving more and more barefoot because they're going to drive-thrus. They're not really going into places as much. They're going through an ATM, you know, drive-up ATM, whatever it may be. And I know a lot of people that do put shoes on when they go out into a store, but they don't wear them anymore. So you have people going barefoot in the house, they're driving barefoot. So if you're a store, I think it really behooves you to allow your clients in there. What are your thoughts?
I just think that, everybody just uses their debit card these days, so they they might buy from eBay instead of a store or Amazon.
Exactly. But that's what I was saying. If somebody has an incentive, once people start walking around barefoot and feel how comfortable and how much better they feel.
Yeah, but the average person still thinks it's illegal, so they will put on something that is as thick as like two pieces of newspaper held on by a rubber band.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's part of the challenge we have, is to break those perceptions down. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you look at social, think about social changes just in our lifetime. What was acceptable and not acceptable? Was just before our lifetime. There was a time where you had to wear a tie in a certain place or a hat in some cases. That was just everybody wore them or whatever it might be. There was a time where if somebody had a tattoo, you could think they were either in the military or the circus. And it just wasn't acceptable. You didn't see it. So things do change. Things can change.
Yeah, but I don't know if you saw pictures from various gay pride parades, and people were literally walking down the street naked, but they have their Nikes and their socks pulled up past their knees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't see that specific, but I've seen similar. It is amazing how ingrained it is. Some of the research I've seen, I don't know what your feeling is on this, but talks about it, goes all the way back to the plagues. People really believed that it was being transferred between people by touch. And the reality was that they had poisoned water systems that was causing the problem. But people really started covering every inch of their body, feet, everything. And I don't think that's ever left us. I think generation after generation, it was just so ingrained. And when you see half the population dying, I guess you are willing to try just about anything. And if that was the belief, just like people would believe that bloodletting would heal them, if that was the belief, true or not, that's what's going to get passed down. Even to
if you ask 10 people if you want to go grounding with me for a walk, eight of those 10 or maybe 9 will say they can't because they don't know how to leave their shoes in the car.
Well, exactly. It goes back to some of what I was discussing earlier, probably before you joined, about the herd mentality. We actually, for survival, will follow what the norms are. And in our society right now, that's the norm. Wear shoes. And if you're somebody that's outside of that norm, it's usually an uncomfortable thing for most people. If people will tend to any change, no matter what it is, in science, in technologies, whatever they are throughout history, is an uphill battle, because it's going against the norm. But it has to still continue. The fight has to go on. I honestly think that the more people learn, and the amazing thing to me is there's just so much information, positive information, on the benefits of going barefoot. I'm sure you have. You Google that, and you'll go on page after page after page till you can't see straight anymore on different articles discussing. Yet, it hasn't really taken hold yet.
There's a lot of people out there that they won't believe any alternative media as long as CNN is telling them, then that's the news. If it's another station other than the Communist News Network, then it doesn't count as real news because mainstream media didn't tell them. And that's kind of what we're up against. We have to somehow make it cool and make this a trend.
Exactly.
One by one, we're getting people, but there's millions of people that don't understand or have not seen or just can't fathom how we're living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, or it's not on their social radar. It's just something that they don't really think about or
they've never heard of. Yeah.
Never heard of it or just immediately, you know, when you say barefoot, it's like immediately ooh and gross and nasty and all this stuff pops in their mind. All
mm-hmm.
the things they were told
but they're
going to
wear
worms.
These $2 flip-flops that are going to help them be healthy and sanitary and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It is. It's completely crazy. There's no doubt about it. But I think things do change. Even you look at politics, and I know you follow that quite a bit. Throughout history, it's a pendulum. It's business is a pendulum. Things shift far to one direction and
yeah,
shift
right now
far
we're
back.
In socialist liberalism mode.
Exactly. And to me, hopefully that pendulum's run out of room. You know, it's gotta start coming back, and usually when it comes back hard and fast. We can only hope. I mean, that pendulum could also stay up there for another 4 or 8 years, God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it, I think, is well overdue for coming back. It's really amazing that, at least the people I talked with, we live in a time where you'll talk to someone and they'll sound like they're completely liberal about something. I know we're kind of getting off topic here. But yet, when you really listen to the things that they're concerned about, they're rather conservative. They just don't know it or know how to enact that.
Well, the media just likes to tell people that, the Republicans are the ones responsible for X, Y, and M. And look at Yahoo News, for example. You go to yahoo.com and you go to the main page and all you see is positive articles about Barry and, as we lovingly call her on Freedomizer, the Vag. And if it's a Republican, it's like, how dare they? They're the scum of the earth. And I'm not even a Republican. It's just you can't help but notice it.
No, of course. The challenge, I think, that we live in today is there's so much information.
Well, Rush Limbaugh puts it best. The average person is what's called a low-information voter. We have
sure.
people that are proud of the fact that they don't have to research anything. All they have to do is look and see that someone's a female or someone's black, so they'll automatically vote for them just because they want to see that kind of change, regardless of what good or what bad somebody can do. It's all based on skin color and gender and if they sleep with the same gender.
Well, that's exactly true. And one of the challenges also is with the explosion of technology, people have fallen so deep into their social groups. You know, somebody might be a gamer or whatever, or they follow the Hollywood crowd or whatever it may be, that they have no concept of what's going on around them. Not as far as what will affect them, what affects their lives day to day, they've completely tuned out. Don't understand anything about it because they have the choice to turn it off. Therefore, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Really sad. And I'll be honest, I don't know about you, but it can catch us all off guard a little bit because there are just so many distractions now. You can find information and things to catch your attention. And believe me, I've got ADD worse than just about anyone. And you can get so sidetracked.
But you know what gets me, though, now? How shaming people is considered cool. Like, I can go to Wendy's or something, and someone will have the need to take a picture of me and then put a picture of me not wearing shoes while standing in line at Wendy's and just curse me out on the social medias. And that's considered cool.
It is until
like
it happens.
Somebody's better than you because they put on their Adidas sandals with socks on.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's no doubt about it. I'm actually surprised, to be honest, with all the searching I've done online. I've never found myself online from a picture. Of course, as I've mentioned before, I usually, not always, but usually have on my flip-tops, and it seems to seems to keep me off the radar considerably, but at the same time, I'm still amazed. There are places I go to that they definitely know and known for years that, you know, I don't wear shoes, and I'm not showing up on social media anywhere that I can find. And I've looked. I've searched every which way I know how to. But, have you ever seen the show Brain Games, Bruce? Have you ever watched that?
What games?
Brain Games. Brain Games.
No.
If you ever have a chance, you should watch it. It really, they'll do social experiments and show how people react to them. And I think in this day and age, people in power have refined and learned this psychology to the point where they can use it in their favor. Kind of like the old brainwashing they would do with, like, sticking coke ads up in a film that was legalized back in the 50s, you know, where it would be a subliminal message that was put up there. Well, they would show these things, like, they would put a wallet out in the middle of the street, and within minutes somebody would pick it up. You know, usually they try to find out who it belonged to. Most people really did. I guess it depends on where you're at in the country for that. But then they drew a red circle around the wallet. And the amazing part, you would think people would see that more. By looking at people, they didn't even recognize it. Their brain has been taught that red means danger, stay away. They didn't even look at it. Walked right by it. And it had $300 sticking out of it. So, I mean, they literally were sitting there for like 15, 20 minutes with huge crowds going by this thing. And before the red circle, people were picking up immediately. And I guess that goes back to what I was discussing earlier about the way people treat somebody that's barefoot as being out of that, you know, social comfort zone. They're the wallet they're going to pick up on right away because it's out of place. It's just amazing. But put one little strap on your foot somewhere and they don't even notice. That's what amazes me.
Well, hopefully we can keep knocking down barriers, and I hope people find, if they're here for the first time, there's Facebook groups. You can look up Society for Barefoot Living. You can also look up Barefoot is Legal, which is our group, and barefootislegal.org, which is the website. And my goal is to create a group of people that are activism-oriented, so if we can do various projects, that maybe we can retain some of our freedoms that we may have lost. And the average person, of course, thinks it's against the law, so we want to prove that there is no laws while driving a car or going into a store or things like that. So if any of you out there are new for the first time checking us out, I hope you can check out those websites.
Definitely. Definitely.
I just wanted to plug that. I'm gonna drop in a minute so you can do the last few minutes here. You're not going to get a buzzer, but because there's a show at 12, just try to leave at like 11:58 or 11:59 so the next show could get in.
Okay, and I just click off the site. I don't have to close or do anything?
Just hang up your phone. That's fine.
I can do that. I definitely can do that. Well, I definitely appreciate you joining. Very enlightening today, and I'm glad that you're having a chance at the reins with the Society for Barefoot Living. It would really be nice if we can make the two groups sort of mesh and, you know, have
Well, my goal isn't to be
them.
Competition. The SBL, I'm always going to be funneling people in there because that's for new people. I want people to experience their firsts there. And if they are comfortable with us and want to do more, then that's what the activism group is for.
Right, right, exactly.
So,
but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not competition. It's like some people are happy just doing their thing, and others want to do more for the community, so both could be right.
Right, but we have, you know, what is it approaching? Where are we at now as far as, I haven't even followed recently. I know
the SPL has close to, I'm predicting sometime next week we'll hit our 5,000 members.
Right, right.
But we've been at 4,900 all year. It's just that we've had a roller coaster this year so far.
Yeah, exactly. But really, if we can tap into that even a little bit, you know there are people there that can influence for, you know, the old 1 degree of separation, 2 degree, 3 degree, up to six,
mm-hmm.
that you can talk to everyone on the planet. You get 5,000 people with either 1 degree of separation each, you're going to hit a huge
mm-hmm.
audience.
Oh, I know. Most people haven't even told their family that they're a member of this yet, so hopefully they could tell somebody and get somebody else to join.
Yeah, and I think many people, myself included, can really relate to that. I mean, it's because it is so much against what this... I don't really know if there's anything else out there right now that is as much against what's considered the social norm as going barefoot is. Maybe it's just because I'm so close to it. But, it, you know, people seem to accept just about anything anymore. Things that I think
mm-hmm.
are just even, to me, ridiculous that they do accept. And when you have something that, you know, has a basis in logic and fact and health benefits, and it just seems like that part of the brain turned off for those people. They just can't accept it.
Yeah, it's just worrying about what somebody else is going to say takes precedence over anything else.
Right. And it is a big part of being human. It's something where people want to belong with a group. And if they feel they're going to do something that disturbs that...
Well, I've already realized that I'm not cool and I'm too old to have my ride pimped or go on American Idol, so I don't have to be cool anymore.
Okay. I'm probably up there with you at the same time. But,
all right, John, I am not going to be
that.
Here next week at all because I have to work one mandatory Saturday a week, and my week next week is it.
All right. Well, enjoy. I'm sure you won't, but it,
no, I'm not
going to
enjoy
again.
It, but hey, at least it's money.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we all need that. I'm still struggling with that battle myself. And it actually brings up the question I often wonder of, because I am outside of the norm a little bit, or if a potential employer goes online and sees anything I'm doing, how that affects the job search. You know, but I can't let it bother me. I really can't.
Yeah, like one famous rapper said about 15 years ago, I ain't never scared.
Yeah.
So on that note, I'm going to drop, and I guess this show's going to drop here in a couple minutes, so I'll let you do your finals, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
Of course, we'll be on the Barefoot is Legal Facebook group together.
Yeah, I definitely need to get with you a little more on that. I'll be the first one to admit
okay.
it. So we'll do
All
that.
All right, well, thank you, John.
All right, thank you, Proof. Thanks for joining, and hopefully next week isn't too painful for you. All right. We are, as Proof had mentioned, we are hitting the top of the hour here. We will be back next week. Sierra will be back with me next week. As I'm sure by then her technical issues will be resolved. She is back in Canada now, so she will be able to relate some of her experiences going back from the Midwest to the Great White North. So we look forward to seeing you. Thank you all for joining. This cause here is one that's going to take a lot of effort, and we really want to encourage people to get out there, do what you can do, step a little bit out of your comfort zone. Even though it is something that is very uncomfortable for people, and I've made some comments about that earlier, to get out of that comfort zone. Once you do, you get new experiences that you honestly cannot have until you've broken that barrier. And they're very rewarding. They're very, it's the type of thing where you can't imagine not having that experience once you've had it. Hard to really discuss it without having that point of reference for people that haven't made that jump. But it is something where I encourage everyone to do. It's a journey worthwhile, and we look forward to you taking that step with us as well. I'm going to go ahead and close out with a few of our ads, and we will see you next week. Thank you.
Michael Howell, host of Fighting the Tyranny here at FreedomizerRadio.com. Looking for somewhere to get at your news? Looking to stay on top of current events? Looking to end globalism? Fight the New World Order? What's your fight? Chemtrails? Vaccines? GMOs? Undeclared wars? The Federal Reserve? False flags? We got those too. 9/11? Inside job. Gulf of Tonkin? Never happened. Boston bombing? Set up by the FBI. We cover it all here at Fighting the Tyranny. Join the virtual round table. Bring it all to the table and bring it out in the open and help end globalism and fight the New World Order. Every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time, 7:30 Eastern Time, here at Fighting the Tyranny, here on FreedomizerRadio.com.